All right, so get this. We're diving into something today that's kind of like straight out of a sci-fi thriller.
Oh.
We're talking zero-click attacks, but on Synology NAS devices.
Ah, Synology. Okay.
And I know some of you might be thinking, hold up, what even is a NAS? Don't worry, we'll break it down.
Yeah.
It's essentially, think of it like a hard drive, but it's connected to your network, like a personal cloud,
yes.
Right? For storing all your files, your photos, videos, all that important stuff.
Right.
You probably have one tucked away somewhere at home, maybe even at your office.
Probably.
And there's a good chance it's made by Synology. They're super popular, known for being user-friendly, reliable.
Yeah, they are.
But here's the catch. There's this new vulnerability out there that could leave these devices, well, wide open to attack. So in this deep dive, we're going to break down exactly what this vulnerability is. It's called CVE-2024-10443.
Okay.
And why it's causing such a stir. We're also going to look at how it was discovered.
How was it discovered?
Spoiler alert, it involves a hacking competition, which I think really highlights the seriousness of this thing. And most importantly, we're going to walk you through, step by step, how to protect yourself starting like right now.
Good.
So let's jump right in. What makes this vulnerability so, I don't know, worrisome is that whole zero click thing.
Right.
What does that even mean?
So zero click, it means essentially hackers can potentially get into your device without you doing anything.
What? Really?
Yeah. No clicking on weird links, no opening suspicious emails, nothing.
So they just like magically get in?
It's almost like that.
Okay, hold on. That sounds pretty terrifying. So you're telling me someone could just break into my NAS, like, without me even knowing it?
Potentially, yes.
But, like, what are they after? What's the goal here?
Well, think about what's on your NAS. It's basically a treasure chest of all your personal data, right?
Right, yeah.
We're talking family photos, videos, important documents, financial records, maybe even sensitive work files. And this vulnerability, it's classified as an unauthenticated remote code execution flaw.
Whoa, okay, slow down.
Don't let the jargon scare you, but essentially, it allows hackers to take complete control of your device.
So they can do whatever they want?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They could lock you out, steal your data. They could even use your NAS to launch attacks on others.
So my NAS becomes like their little puppet.
You could say that.
Okay, now I'm officially freaked out. But you mentioned a hacking competition before. How does that even fit into all of this?
So this vulnerability was actually found during a competition called Pwn2Own.
Pwn2Own, okay.
It's basically the Olympics of hacking. You have all these incredibly skilled security experts all trying to find and exploit vulnerabilities in different software, different devices. You know,
it's like good hackers trying to find the bad stuff before the bad hackers do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ethical hacking, but with a competitive edge.
Yeah.
And the fact that CVE-2024-10443 was found during this event, it just really highlights how actively these weaknesses are being, you know, sought out.
Yeah.
And not just by the good guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me, if even the pros are finding these things, which Synology devices are actually at risk here?
Well, the thing is, this vulnerability was discovered in Synology Photos and B Photos.
Okay.
Which are two, you know, apps that a lot of people use for managing and sharing photos on their NAS.
Right, right. I use Synology Photo.
Exactly. And B Photos, that actually comes pre-installed on some devices, especially the ones for home users. This means that a lot of people could be vulnerable without even knowing it.
Okay. Deep breaths, everyone. Good news is Synology's already released a patch, right?
That's right.
So we're not totally doomed.
Correct. Synology, to their credit, reacted very quickly to this, but this really emphasizes how important it is to keep your software updated.
Right.
I know those little update notifications can be annoying.
They are.
But think of them like a digital vaccine, right?
Okay, yeah.
Boosting your device's immunity against these digital viruses.
So how do we make sure we're protected? What do we need to do?
So you need to be running certain software versions to be safe. If you're using Disk Station Manager, make sure your Synology Photos is at least version 1.7.00795 or 1.6.20720 Pro, depending on which version you're currently on.
Got it.
And for BStation OS, make sure you've got B Photos version 1.1.010053 or 1.21000026 or above. These updates have the fixes. They plug the vulnerability.
All right. So let's say someone listening can't patch their device right this second.
Yeah.
What can they do to, you know, minimize their risk in the meantime?
Well, as a temporary thing, you can disable the Synology Photos and BeePhotos apps until you get a chance to update.
So just shut them off.
Exactly. It's like locking your doors and windows when you leave your house, even if you don't have, you know, the fanciest security system.
Right.
It's not going to eliminate the risk completely, but it's going to make it a lot harder for hackers to break in.
Yeah, good point. So let's talk about how these NAS devices typically connect to the internet. Many people use port forwarding or Synology's Quick Connect service to, you know, access their NAS from anywhere.
Right.
Which is convenient, but these features can also expose your device to, like, the wild west of the internet.
Definitely. It's like leaving your front door wide open.
Uh-oh.
And putting up a big neon sign that says, free stuff here.
Oh, no.
And so you've got potentially millions of devices at risk because they're directly accessible from the internet.
So if you're using those features, updating is not just a good idea, it's essential.
Absolutely, it's essential.
Essential, okay. So even if you're not directly exposed to the internet, are there still risks?
Yeah, there are. Because, you know, attacks can still happen within your local network.
Okay.
So anyone with access to your Wi-Fi, like a guest, a neighbor even, could potentially exploit this vulnerability if your device isn't patched. It's kind of like having a leaky faucet.
Oh, okay.
Even a small drip can cause big problems over time.
All right, so we've established this is serious business, but let's paint a clear picture for our listeners.
Yeah.
What are, like, the worst case scenarios here? What could actually happen if someone's NAS gets exploited?
Well, I mean, the consequences could be pretty bad. Imagine waking up and all your photos and videos are locked, you know, behind a ransomware demand.
Yeah.
Or even worse, you know, your identity stolen because hackers got a hold of your financial documents. This vulnerability could also be used for other malicious activities, turning your NAS into like a launching pad for attacks on other devices on your network or even across the internet.
Yikes. Definitely not a situation anyone wants to find themselves in. So before we move on, let's make sure everyone's clear on the next steps. What's the most important thing our listeners should do like right now?
Easy. Check your Synology NAS device's software version, like right now. And if you haven't already, update it.
Don't wait.
Don't wait for something bad to happen, right?
Man.
Think of it like a digital fire drill. Better to be prepared than sorry.
Exactly. All right, so we've talked about the immediate steps, but let's zoom out a bit. Look at the bigger picture here. This whole Synology situation.
Yeah.
It's not just about one company or one type of device.
No, you're absolutely right. This could happen to, you know, any manufacturer.
Right.
It's a wake-up call for all of us.
Right.
We can't just assume that our devices are secure, like, right out of the box.
Yeah.
We need to be proactive.
It is easy to think, like, oh, this will never happen to me. But with these zero-click attacks, you don't even have to do anything wrong to become a victim.
Exactly. Yeah. These attacks, they're indiscriminate.
Right.
They don't care if you're, you know, a tech expert or just someone trying to watch Netflix.
Right.
Anyone can be a target.
So what's the big takeaway here? What do we want our listeners to really walk away with?
I think the takeaway is cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
Okay.
We can't just rely on, you know, the companies, the manufacturers to keep our devices safe.
Yeah.
We need to take ownership of our own security.
All right. So let's get practical then. What are some steps, some concrete steps people can take to kind of up their cybersecurity game?
Well, we've said it before, but it's worth repeating. Keep your software updated.
Right.
That's like the single most important thing you can do.
Keep it updated.
It's like locking your doors at night. It's basic, but it makes a huge difference.
We can't stress that enough. But beyond updating, what else can people do?
Be mindful of what you connect to the internet.
Okay.
Don't just blindly connect every device in your home, in your office. Think about the data that each device holds and the risks if that data were to be compromised.
Okay, so we're being selective about what we connect. What else?
Strong passwords. I know everyone's tired of hearing it, but it's crucial.
Yeah.
Use a password manager if you need help keeping track of them. And enable two-factor authentication wherever you can. It's like having a double lock on your door.
Right. Those extra layers of security can really make a difference. And before we wrap up, I think there's one more piece of advice that's often overlooked.
You're going to say educate yourself, aren't you?
Bingo. Knowledge is power. The more you understand about cybersecurity threats, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, there are tons of resources available online, in libraries. You don't have to become like a cybersecurity expert, but a little knowledge can go a long way.
It really can. So there you have it. Our deep dive into the Synology NAS vulnerability and the world of connected device security.
Yeah.
We hope you found this information helpful, maybe even a little empowering.
Definitely. And remember, you don't have to be afraid of the digital world.
Yeah.
You just need to be informed and prepared. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there. Thanks for joining us. You know, thinking back to the Synology thing, this isn't just about them, right? It's like a bigger issue. It could happen to any company, to any of us.
Absolutely. It really could.
It's a wake-up call for sure. Like, we can't just assume our devices are safe just because they're, you know, brand new in the box.
Yeah, you can't just assume that.
We gotta be proactive here.
For sure.
It's so easy to think, oh, that'll never happen to me. But these, especially with these zero-click attacks, like, you don't even have to do anything wrong to get hit. It's scary.
It is. It's true. And they're indiscriminate, these attacks. They really don't care if you're, you know, some kind of tech genius or you just want to watch TV.
Right.
Anybody can be a target.
So what's the biggest takeaway here? What do we want our listeners to really understand after this?
I think more than anything, it's that cybersecurity. It's everyone's responsibility. It can't just be on, you know, the companies. It can't just be on the manufacturers to keep our devices safe.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take some ownership here.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. Let's get practical. What are some things, some actual things, steps that people can take to kind of up their game, you know, with cybersecurity?
Okay, well, we've said this a few times now, but it's worth repeating. Keep your software updated.
Seriously.
That's honestly, truly the most important thing you can do.
Update, update, update.
It's like locking your doors at night. Simple, basic, but it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. But what else beyond updating?
Think about what you connect to the internet.
Okay.
You don't have to connect every single device in your house or your office, right? Be mindful. What data is on that device? What are the risks if that data gets out?
Okay, so be selective about what we connect. What else?
Strong passwords. I know everyone is so tired of hearing that, but it's so important. Use a password manager if you need help keeping track of them all. And turn on two-factor authentication if you can. It's like a double lock on your door.
Love it. Those extra layers of security can really make a difference. But before we go, I feel like there's one piece of advice that people don't always think about.
You're going to say educate yourself.
Yeah, got it. Knowledge is power, right? Yeah. The more you understand about all this cybersecurity stuff, the threats and all that, the better you can protect yourself.
100%.
Yeah.
And there's so much information out there online at the library. You don't have to become, you know, a cybersecurity expert.
Right.
But a little bit of knowledge can go a long way.
A long way. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive. We talked about the Synology and NAS vulnerability, what it means, and then kind of zoomed out to the bigger picture of, you know, all these connected devices and how to keep ourselves safe.
Definitely.
I hope everyone listening found this helpful and maybe even, you know, a little empowering.
I hope so. And look, you don't have to be afraid of the digital world. You just got to be informed. You got to be prepared. Cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. We're all learning.
Beautifully said. All right, everyone, stay vigilant, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive.